Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. It's been a bit wild here the last 18 hours or so. I'll have to tell you about it someday, okay? y'all can't be doing this. Just be praying. I think we're in the midst of a battle we know not in a lot of different ways. I know there's enough things that we do know about, but even more so, there's things that are happening. We're actually seeing this in the 10th Psalm, the Psalm we've looked at in the previous two or three episodes. I'm probably going to close it out here today. And remember what the psalmist said. They're asking God, why are you standing so far away? Why are you hiding yourself in times of trouble? In other words, God, I got a problem right here. And you're hiding yourself. And then he goes through all this stuff that speaks of the wicked and how they act and how they behave, that they're arrogant and they boast of their desires. They're greedy, the pride in their life and their face. They literally declare there is no God. Okay. The wicked prosper in their way and they think that they're hidden from God. They said, nothing's going to change. I'm not going to meet any adversity. Their mouths are filled with cursing and deceit and oppression. They try to ambush. They come up with ways to murder the innocent and to capture the helpless. Just thing after thing after thing after thing. To crush the poor, take everything from them. And then we saw this last verse on a previous episode, that the wicked says, verse 11, in his heart, God has forgotten. He has hidden his face. He will never see me. I find it intriguing that the psalmist is saying the wicked says in their heart that God has forgotten. But earlier he had said that they said that the, in his thoughts that there is no God. All of his thoughts are there is no God. So is there a distinction to be drawn here? Is there something to observe? Be observed? Well, be observed, definitely. I think it's basically saying that everything that he's planning on doing, that the wicked does in his thoughts, all this, it has no consideration of God. There's no God. He doesn't think there is a God. Nothing's going to happen to him. But in his heart, he knows, okay, that there is a God because he says, hey, God has forgotten. God can't forget if he doesn't exist. He says God has hidden his face. If God did not exist, there would be no face to hide. And he says, God will never see it. If there is no God, there would be no God with eyes that could see. Then verse 12, the psalmist calls for the Lord, something we've seen several times already. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up your hand. Forget not the afflicted. So the psalmist calls for God to arise up, to come forth. God, do something here. Okay, arise, lift up your hand. Do not forget those that are afflicted. Verse 13. Why does the wicked renounce God and say in his heart, you are not called to account? So now the psalmist is saying this to God. And he's saying, hey, why does the wicked do this? And this is a good summation of what we've just seen. The wicked renounces God. And the wicked says in his heart, he's not going to hold anything to account. He's not going to do anything. Verse 14. But you do see, for you know mischief and vexation. Don't you love that word, vexation? That you may take it into your hands. And to you, the helpless commits himself. You have been the helper of the fatherless. So after going through all this, after starting at the beginning, God, why do you hide yourself? Why do you do this? Why we could have done all this stuff. He comes down to this and says, but you do see. God, you do see. God, you do note the mischief and the vexation and the trouble, the grief, the mischief that's done. You do note that, that you may take into your hands. To you, the helpless commits himself. You have been the helper of the fatherless. So now the psalmist is coming, dare we say, coming around to his senses. He's saying, God, I know you are the one that helps the helpless. You have the one who commits himself to you. You're going to help them. You're the helper of the fatherless, literally of the orphan. Verse 15, break the arm of the wicked and evildoer. Cause his wickedness, or call it, C-A-L-L, sorry. Call his wickedness to account till you find none. See what the other versions say. Yeah, the New American, the Lexham, a little clearer on that. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. In other words, call forth all the wickedness of the evil wicked one. Seek out that wickedness, Lord. Deal with that wickedness until you find none. God will do that in the life of the believer. We were just talking about that just a moment ago in the Bible study. In a parallel kind of topic, okay? Won't get into that right now. But the idea of how God will just remove things, and then you find out there's something else, and then there's something else, and then there's something else. And he's saying, Lord, do that with the wicked. Seek out his wickedness until there's absolutely none. Then verse 16, the Lord is king forever and ever. The nations perish from his land. So now he's coming back, and instead of sort of whining, oh God, where are you? Where are you? He's making this declaration, which he's known as the truth all along, that the Lord Yahweh is king forever and ever. And you know, that phrase forever and ever is always intriguing, because it's not forever good enough. The Lord is king forever. And then you add this and ever. It's just driving home the point that there is no end to the king's rule and the king's domain. Verse 17, O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more. So the psalmist is literally saying, God, I know this is going to happen. I know, Lord, because I mean, he declares he's Lord, that you hear the desire of the afflicted. In other words, they don't fall on deaf ears. I know you hear. I know that you will strengthen their heart. Lord, I know that you're going to incline your ear. You're going to listen attentively, and that you're going to render judgment, that you're going to do justice, New American Standard, to vindicate the orphan, that you're going to judge, that you're going to bring forth this vindication, this judgment, this justice to the fatherless, that you're going to do likewise for the oppressed. Then this closing line, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more. The Lexham says, so that a mere mortal from the earth will no longer cause terror. In other words, a day is going to come to where it won't be just a mere mortal causing terror. And now, that's sort of interesting right there, because that day is coming where it's not going to be just man that's causing terror. Man will not be able to do this. But there will be humans that will be empowered by other entities that will be doing some things. Yeah, yeah. We're already in days like that, right? So, anyway. Okay, well, Psalm 10. Hey, thank y'all so much for your time, your patience. As my voice slowly but surely continues to come back, I hope. I'll see y'all next episode. Goodbye.